The series of sermon that we're going to be looking at for Lent. Again, I thank you so much, David, for leading us in Ash Wednesday. It's the shadow of the cross. And sometimes we forget how powerful shadows are. They affect us. They influence us. And we are living in the shadow of the cross, one of the most powerful symbols that this world has ever seen. And just share with you some illustrations or situations where I have experienced that shadow. I remember on a very clear day, I'm walking on a golf course, you know, doing my own thing here, and suddenly the shadow just kind of enveloped me. Just, no, it was not an alien or a UFO. It just flew right over me. And I just stood up, and I couldn't believe it. And from way up there, close to the sun, was a plane that just flew over. And that shadow hit me just that second, but it affected me. It did something to me. A shadow with regard to living in a very dry and arid place. We lived in a place that got 105 degrees. It was Redding, California. Very dry, very, very hot. Just getting into a shadow took 10 to 15 degrees away from the radiation that comes from that sun. It felt good. The shadow affects us. The shadow does influence us. And one of the most powerful passages that we know very clearly is Psalm 23. In Psalm 23, there is a part right there that talks about the effect of the shadow. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. See, we experience the shadow of death. It's something that we feel. It affects the way we live. Every day we're experiencing some type of death that's happening, and we feel the effects. Right now we're struggling as a body that we lost a very special, special person, Jeanette. And some of us are grieving over that, which is a good thing. But we are experiencing the shadow of death, and God promises us that because of our faith in Jesus Christ, because of what Christ did for us, that all we're going to do is experience the shadow. We're not going to experience the sting of death. That is the terrible thing that drives people nuts, is that sting, that awfulness that we feel when we are struggling with death. Oh, death, where is your victory? Oh, death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We don't experience the sting. We do experience the shadow, but we have the hope of Jesus Christ. That sting is taken away, and God gives us hope. It gives us an understanding of how to live out our future. So the shadow of cross, it affects us. It teaches us. We are experiencing its shadow. 2,000 years ago, the cross is there. We know the power of the cross. We know the symbol of the cross, one of the most important symbols this world has ever seen. And some of us also know what took place on that cross and the agony that Jesus Christ had to endure just being on that cross. But we are still living in the shadow of that cross. That shadow. So the shadow of the cross. And what is the shadow of the cross reminds us of the reason why Christ came into the world. Christ came into the world for one thing, and we're going to be looking at it very clearly. So let's go ahead and go to this passage right here. As we know, Lent is a period of time that says we need to refocus because Easter is on its way. One of the greatest days that this world has ever experienced and felt is Easter, Resurrection Day. That is the day. It's better and greater than any event that's ever happened on the face of this earth. Yes, there have been great battles won, great conquerors of certain things that turned around because of justice and so forth and so forth. But guess what? The greatest day that this world has ever experienced is Easter, Resurrection Day. And Lent is an opportunity for us to get ready. Get ready to experience and celebrate Easter. That's why we do it. In the process of Lent, also, we understand that there's also a sacrifice. Jesus Christ went into the desert. We look at that desert, that 40-day experience, as an opportunity to sacrifice something in our life. What can we give up in our life to sort of experience this Lent, to sort of experience what it means to sacrifice something? Not only maybe we give up something, or we bring something into our lives, something differently, something that allows us to do what? Get closer to God. It might be reading a new chapter, a new book in the Scriptures. It might be getting your hands on a devotion. It might be saying that every morning I'm going to do something differently with my life as I enter into God's presence. But what it does, Lent reminds us the need for us to sacrifice, to do something unique, so that we can celebrate Easter. We don't want to miss Easter. We do a good job at celebrating Christmas, don't we? Man, we get the colors out, we get the lights out, we get the songs out, we do everything, and we have a great celebration. Christmas is a wonderful day. Easter is the greater day. That's my opinion. Christmas can happen, the birth of Christ could happen, but also we knew as we look at the Passion Week, there was a point in that Passion Week where Jesus Christ was confronted with the reality of the sting of death. In the Garden of Gethsemane, he knew that sting. He didn't want that sting. He knew how terrible death is. He was going to take on death himself, something that we cannot do. He was going to experience it. He knew it. He felt it. That Garden of Gethsemane, he could right there, he said, who gives a rip about my birth coming into the world? I'm going to forego this, but instead, Jesus Christ made the greatest decision ever in this world. He said, yes to the cup. Yes, I will do this. Your will, God, is what I'm going to do. That's why we focus on the Passion Week. That Passion Week, that one week, it is the week in this universe, in this world, on the calendar. We can sit back and say, it happened on this day, it happened on this moment. It's one thing that we can calculate. It is there, it's history, it is real, and we can look at it, and we can study it, and we can allow for that Passion Week to overwhelm us and give us what we need. Is this the opportunity to do what? To get ready for Easter, to celebrate Easter, to rejoice in the resurrection over Jesus Christ. So Lent is important. Lent is important. It prepares our heart. What does the shadow of cross do for us? It reminds us of the main reason why Christ came into the world. And it's real simple. You have heard it, but sometimes we can easily miss it. Sometimes we could forget who we are. Sometimes in the midst of suffering, in the midst of whatever it is, we forget who we are. We can sometimes get caught up in some type of wave and do something thinking that we're doing something great, but forget the reason why God came into the world. We need to be reminded, and it's very simple. It's right here. Jesus Christ, God says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son. Whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. God loved us dearly. You've heard it over and over again. It is something to be reminded of. It is something beautiful to hang on to. Christ came into the world for this. So that we can do this, that we can embrace this prayer, and we have the right and responsibility, the right, the blessed right, to turn to God and say what? Our Father, who art in heaven. That is the main reason why Jesus Christ came into the world, so that we can have the right, the blessing of calling God, the creator of all, our Father. That is the main reason why Christ came into the world. The shadow of the cross reminds us of the main reason why Christ came into the world. Yeah, there is a good reason to work for justice and peace. We need to do that as Christians. We need to go out there and look for opportunities to make sure that justice is being prevailed and that we're looking for peace in those places that have conflict. But that is not the main reason why Christ came into the world. It's an important reason. Helping with the poor. We need to be servants to the poor. We need to help them. We need to provide ways and resources to help them. But that is not the main reason why Christ came into the world. We need to care for the environment. The environment is messed up in so many ways. God actually, you know, wants us to care for the environment. We need to be diligent when it comes to caring for the environment, but that is not the main reason why Christ came into the world. We need to fight racism at every chance we get. Fight it. Stand up for every ethnic group that's out there. They need those civil rights. We need to fight for that. We need that, but that's not the main reason why Christ came into the world. We need to fight against misogynists. You know, this terrible thing that certain people have sometimes to basically say we don't like females. We need to fight against that. We need to fight against the fight for equality. We need to fight for that. We need to fight for protecting the children and the unborn. We need to do that, but that's not the main reason why we're in this world, why Christ came into the world. It comes through this beautiful passage, and I want to go ahead and share this with you. Let me read it for you. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called out to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" And he said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself." This gave us the reason why God brought us into the world. He created this world. He put us in the garden. And every day he enjoyed walking with us, communing with us. He looked forward to those moments where we're with him every day. His reason for bringing us into the world so that we can have communion with him, an intimate relationship. We are created so differently that we can have that. His love for us is crazy. It is wonderful. And every day he looking forward to walk with us, to be with us. And he gave us senses. He gave us these amazing senses to hear and to smell and to taste and to touch, all those things, so that we can experience the living presence of our God in heaven. That was his gift to us, and that's what he longed for. As Jesus Christ, as Adam and Eve went ahead, took on sin, they hid from God. God could have easily said, "Forget you, I'm not going to search you, I'm not going to look for you, forget it." He goes out there and he looks for us. He searches for them. And the very reason why he continues to search for us today, the reason why Jesus Christ is in the world, because God wants us to have an intimate, loving, communal relationship. God wants us every Sunday morning to experience this right here. He wants that. You got to realize that's why we worship. He invites us to come in and to receive his presence, to walk with him, to hear him, to feel him. He desires that. That is the main reason why he brought Christ into this world, so that we can have this loving, amazing, communal, intimate relationship with our Father in heaven. He created us and redeemed us for that. And that's why worship is powerful. Not only worship here on a Sunday morning, God calls us every day to walk with him, to listen to him, to be with him, to feel him in our life. Romans talks about that our sacrifice, our worship is that our lives are sacrificed for God every day. That is his reasonable act of worship, is that we are in a relationship with God every day, every moment. That's what he wants from us. All this other stuff is great. I love men ministry, and I'm going to continue to do that all my life. That is my passion. But that is not the main reason why I'm a Christian. The main reason why is because God has chosen me to be his son and daughter. So I ask you this, where you are this Lent season? Where are we in this Lent season? Are you getting excited about Easter? Are you understanding the value of Easter and the Resurrection Day? If we don't believe in the Resurrection Day, then we are foolish people. Paul said it. What are we doing then? But God says, no, celebrate the Resurrection Day. Look forward to it. Easter is on its way. And Lent is a beautiful way of helping us to get everything sorted together and focus on Easter. But where's your heart? Where's our heart? Do you freely call God our Father? Do you do this on a regular basis? Do you find yourself in his presence and say, God, my Father, thank you for choosing me as your son and as a daughter? Do we have that type of relationship? Do we look forward to being in his presence? If not, we're missing out on the greatest thing in this world. To be in God's presence is the sweetest, most joyful, most purposeful thing that we can do. So, Easter is on its way. The reason for the shadow of the cross, because God wants us to call him our Father who art in heaven. Let's bow our heads and pray. God, sometimes we take it for granted that we can call you Father. We get so caught up in so many things. But you remind us, just like in that garden, you look for us, you search for us, you call us time and time and time again. Your desire for us is to be in your presence. Help us to embrace that. Help us to receive it. Help us to celebrate it. Help us to look for it. And we pray all of this in your Son's name. Amen.